Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
All right, welcome in. It is Rangers Extra Innings brought to you by Uber Eats. You have the GBAG Nation crew at the Star in Frisco, where Draft 101 will commence shortly after our show tonight. And Lucius Alexander back in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman managing your video. And Rangers get the win 9-7 in Detroit, taking 3 of 4. As Mike Peasley joins us now to talk more about it. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Much better now that game's over. Man, that was
holy cow.
That was like 3 hours in the dentist chair with no Novocaine.
Man, that was an adventure. At least we came out with the win, and they take 3 of 4. Yeah. Did Leody Taveras do enough to make up for his adventure in center field?
No. Jack Leiter, he owes Jack Leiter a dinner tonight when they get to Atlanta. He's got to make that catch. He doesn't make that catch. Jack Leiter has only given up 4 runs there in that second inning. He's probably back out there in the fifth inning. Instead, he doesn't make the catch out there in center field. 2 runs score. The next batter comes in, gets a double, and then his day's done after 3 2/3 innings. Talked about this yesterday, guys, about Leody Taveras. He's good going to the alleys, not so good going front and back, and it was proven again here today.
No, that was you. That's right, and I mistakenly gave Hixie credit for that, giving us that information recently, but that clearly was you, Mike, and I appreciate that, and it was almost clairvoyant. What would you say about Leiter's start, though?
Up and down. Kind of what you almost anticipate from a guy that makes his major league debut. You know, he came out, first batter he faced, Riley Green, 3 pitches, strikeout. It's like, okay, let's go. Got into a little bit of a troubled spot there. Had a couple men on in the first and, you know, was able to, you know, get a fly out to end the threat. And, you know, then the fourth inning, the location just wasn't very good. And if your location's not good, even with the Tigers, who are, you know, not a great offensive team, they're still major league hitters and they're going to make you pay. And they did make him pay for the mistakes that he made in the middle of the zone. But what I liked after that, after giving up the 4 runs in the second, you know, he then comes out and retires the next 7 consecutive batters he faced. So he was able to, you know, brush that aside, come back, you know, pitch into the fourth inning and deserved a better fate. So I thought all in all, it was an up and down kind of day for Jack Leiter. The overall line's not going to look as good, but there was some good, there was some bad, and, you know, there was some bad breaks in there as well.
P's sticking with the pitching. It wasn't a closing situation, but another high leverage spot for Jose Leclerc. Couple of walks, but he did get those 2 Ks. What'd you think of Jose's outing?
Yeah, and again, he makes you nervous every time that he goes in there with the control. But, you know, to give him credit, you know, he comes out, gets the final out in the seventh, and then, you know, he strikes out the first batter in the eighth and walks the next 2 guys. You're thinking, oh boy, here we go. But then he throws a great pitch to strike out Kerry Carpenter. So, you know, the Rangers are going to rely upon Jose Leclerc a lot this year. And it's not probably going to be in the ninth inning, but it's going to be in some high leverage situations. And this was another high leverage situation that he came in the game in the seventh inning, a 7-7 tie with 2 runners aboard and 2 outs. And, you know, he was able to, you know, fall behind Javier Baez, but eventually got him to ground out on a 3-2 pitch. So he was able to get the job done. And again, we might be without a few more nails, fingernails when he was in there, but he was able to post up a 0.
Hey, Mike, Semien continues to swing a hot stick, especially with runners in scoring position and all that, though. His play, it seems like to me, though, that every time that he's up in a situation where there's a, you know, a chance to get some runs, knocks me in, I just feel so confident about him. He might be the one guy when I watch the games, I feel so confident about him at the plate and being able to get a hit for you.
Broaddus, he's just so even keel. You never know if he's in an 0 for 20 slump or if he's tearing the cover off the ball. He's just the same person day in, day out. He's a manager's dream. You know, he is the guy that Bruce Bochy knows that he's going to come to the park every day and he's going to put him at second base. He's going to bat him leadoff and he's going to play 162 games. I mean, it's a luxury like that. He's just a really good baseball player. He's just been a really, really good baseball player for a long period of time. So I don't think anyone should be surprised at the kind of success that he has. He's just really, really good. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the moment's too big for some players. It's not for others. And certainly it's not too big for Marcus Semien. It was good to see him, you know, come up with a few knocks today, including, the home run on the third pitch of the ballgame.
P, should we see Josh Smith play every day?
I think we are, aren't we?
I mean, that's what I'm just saying. I don't think there's any more thought about him, you know, as long as Young's out of the lineup, he just does too much for you, right?
Absolutely. I mean, every now and then, if there's a tough lefty that you're going up against, maybe you give Ezekiel Duran the start over there at third base. But, yeah, make no mistake about it. Josh Smith is going to play every single day. And he's just been steady. You know, you're going to get the steady glove. And, you know, the stuff we're getting from him offensively, that's been the biggest surprise. And we talked about this yesterday, guys, with coming up with the pinch hit double. And then today he was able to extend that hitting streak with the base hit there in the ninth inning. He's just in the middle of the action. You know, he drew that leadoff walk in the second inning, get the Rangers going there as part of that three-run frame. He's just been so valuable to this team. And you can make a strong case, I think, right now. He may have been the most valuable Ranger here in the first 3 weeks of the season, considering what they lost in Josh Young.
I think we're at 41 pitches and 2 2/3 for Kirby Yates over the last 2 days. What does the bullpen look like going into Atlanta?
Well, you're gonna be a little short. And again, the Rangers optioned Grant Anderson back to AAA. That allowed the roster spot to be taken by Jack Leiter today. You won't have Urania tomorrow after his three innings. You won't have Kirby Yates either. So you're going to be down a couple of key guys. And again, Andrew Heaney is certainly someone that, you know, he's not going to pitch into the seventh inning of the game tomorrow. So Rangers are going to be a little thin. That off day cannot get here soon enough to try to reset some things. So they're going to need Andrew to get at least five, but they should have Jacob Latz. He'll be available to give them some multiple innings. They'll have David Robertson if there's a closing situation as well. But it's pretty thin right now down in that bullpen, and you don't exactly want to have a thin bullpen when you're going down to Atlanta and facing that offense for the next 3 days.
Well, thanks, Mike. Anything else about this baseball team before we let you go?
Hey, they're 2 games above 500. They've got their largest lead of the season in the division right now. They're a game and a half up on both the Angels and the Mariners. And right now in this 10-game road trip, they're sitting at 4-3. So, hey, you go down there, win a series against Atlanta, you come back 6-4, you're feeling really good about yourselves.
Awesome work as always, sir. Salute to you. Have a great afternoon.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Salute. There he goes, Mike Peasley here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Let's take a break. We'll come back and crack the show open with the top stories of the day. Wolchuk is in the house. Draft 101 tonight up here at the Star. You can watch it at 105throughthefan.com if you do not happen to get tickets. And we're back with you here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.